So, setting up the referral. This is straightforward. It is best if it is the client's decision as to how to make the referral, except, of course, if you have decided that there are clear threats to the client or someone else's well-being and actions need to be taken right away. In this scenario, there may be a clear need to refer and the coach acts on this need, even if this means that the client does not make the decision for the referral to be made. This may include making quick, direct contact with the practitioner in your network when the situation is urgent and there is no time to set up a written introduction. It is, though, always best to follow up such quick action in writing, confirming what has taken place. However, if this is not the case, then the coach can prepare a letter for the person the client needs to contact. It is advisable that this letter be written with the client present, or written and sent to them via email or post for their approval and agreement. It is very important to frame the relationship with the other practitioner clearly. Avoid offering opinions on diagnosis of any condition. Request that the recommended practitioner make their own professional assessment in partnership with your client. Now, very important, ensure that the practitioner that you're referring to is clear about the role of a recovery and wellness coach. Explain that you, the coach, and your client have agreed that another practitioner may be of some assistance to the client in some aspect which the client and practitioner will determine. Explain that you will either continue with the coaching or will be taking a break, whichever has been agreed between you and the client. Offer to let the practitioner have more information about the role of coaching and the purpose of recovery and wellness coaching in particular, which, as mentioned previously, many professionals are still unclear about. So, equipped with the letter, the client can be then proceed with contacting and working with the new practitioner if that's what they decide to do. Whether the referral is part of the client's agreed action with accountability is determined in the coaching session. Whatever the decision, keep checking in with the client around it. Sometimes clients change their minds, don't like their interaction with the referral person or organisation, or after connecting with them, decide that they want to look at other options. This sizing up of options is important and part of the client's process, and the coach needs to keep a neutral and curious agenda around their choices, always pointing to learning, self-knowledge, and integration for the client. Finally, many other practitioners within the healthcare field have more than one agenda, and there may be explicit or implicit pressure to sell some treatment and/or services to your client. This cannot be avoided in all circumstances, but you can reduce the risk of this happening by choosing people you have in your referral list carefully, making sure they understand your work and that they are familiar with recovery and wellness coaching and orientation.